Shalom to all. Today we're going to Maseches Krisos, Parak Gimel, Mishnah Mishnah Vav. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zecher Fine Receiving Hagun Bikar of Mamish. And we keep discussing where a person did one Aveira and he'd be chayv multiple Chatayos for that. So here we have a number of very interesting cases. And just as word to the wise, they're very confusing. And if you'd like to make it perhaps a little bit easier, it'd be instructive to take a look at a diagram of it. Although it's really not so much easier because even the diagrams are fairly confusing, as you're going to see in just a moment. The Mishnah tells us, Yeshba B'yachas V'chayv Olayos Shesh Chatayos. A person could have one bia, one usur relationship, and he can be chayiv six different chatayis for that. Habal bitoy, that's if a person is baal's daughter. How would he be chayiv? Chayiv olam yishom bitoy, v'achoysoy, v'eshes achiv, v'eshes achiyaviv. He's chayiv for the fact that she's his daughter, his sister, wife of his brother, wife of the brother of his father, and also v'eshes ish, she's a married woman, v'nida, and if she's a nida at that point in time, that completes it for a total of six. How does this case work out? So, a fellow lived with his mother, had a daughter, which turns out to be his sister, then she marries his brother, who then dies or divorces her. She then marries his uncle, and while she's married and she's a nida, this fellow is bail her. So she's his daughter, sister, the wife of his brother, and the wife of his uncle, and she's a married woman and a nida. Moving on to another case where he can be chayv seven chatois, va'abal bas bitoy, if he's bail his daughter's daughter, chayv olah, he's chayv for all the following: mishum bas bitoy, she's his daughter's daughter, v'kalasai, and his daughter-in-law, v'chayz ishtoy, and the sister of his wife, v'eshes achiv, and the wife of his brother, v'eshes achiyaviv, and the wife of the brother of his father, v'eshes ish v'nida, and she's also a married woman and the nida at the same time. What's this case? So this is, let's say, where two random men marry each other's daughters. We'll call them Reuven and Shimon, and that's perfectly fine. Now, let's say Reuven has a daughter, so she's the granddaughter of Shimon and also the sister of Shimon's wife. She then marries Shimon's son, who either then dies or divorces her. She then marries Shimon's brother, who then dies or divorces her, and then she marries Shimon's uncle. And in this state, while she's married and she's a nida, Shimon is bail her. So that's why he's chayv seven different chatayis. Now, Rabbi Yossi says, im aver ha-zaken yun sa, if the Zaken, the elderly one, meaning the great-grandfather, namely Shimon's father, if he marries this lady, and then Shimon is bail her, chayv olam yishom eshes av, he's chayv yet another chatos for eshes av. We have the same chatos that a person would be chayv for, just with this variation of, if he's bail the daughter of his wife and the granddaughter of his wife, it'd be the same setup, just coming from the other side of his family. Moving on to Mishnah Vav with more interesting cases. Habal chamoisei, if a person is bail his mother-in-law, chayv olay, he can be chayv for all the following lavim. Mishum chamaisai, it's his mother-in-law, v'kalasai, and his daughter-in-law, v'chayz ishtai, and the sister of his wife, v'eshes achiv, and the wife of his brother, v'eshes achiyaviv, and the wife of the brother of his father, v'eshes ish, v'nida, and she's also a married woman, and at that point in time, she's a nida as well, he's going to be chayv for that. Now, this is a case, let's say we have a man, we'll call him Yishmal, lives with his daughter, Basmas, and has a daughter, Yehudis, who in essence is his daughter and granddaughter. Now, this Yehudis marries a random fellow, whom we're going to call Reuven. Now, Basmas, Yehudis' mother, is ushered to Reuven because she's both his mother-in-law and his wife's sister. Basmas then marries Reuven's son that he had from a different marriage, adding on another Isser because now she's Reuven's daughter-in-law as well. Her husband then died or divorced her, and then she married Reuven's brother. He died and divorced her, so then she married Reuven's father, and while she's married to him, and she's also a Nida, Reuven's bail her, so that's going to be all these Yisurim. It would be the same thing if he was bail the mother of his mother-in-law or the mother of his father-in-law. We would also add on these Yisurim. Now, Rabbi Yochanan Nuyamer, he tells us, if a person is bail his mother-in-law, he can be chayv the following lavim, mishum chamaisai, because of his mother-in-law, ve'im chamaisai, and the mother of his mother-in-law, ve'im chamiv, and the mother of his father-in-law. And this is actually a much less complicated case, which doesn't have any isurim in the beginning. We have a woman, we'll just call her Leah. She has two daughters and a son. Now, one of those daughters and her son each have a daughter, which make those two daughters Leah's granddaughters, and then a random fellow marries these two granddaughters and also Leah's remaining daughter. And this is perfectly fine, because they're all either cousins or nieces. But this grandmother, Leah, she's this man's mother-in-law and the grandmother in two different ways. So if this man is now Bael Leah, according to Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, he's chayv these three different Isurim. However, Amr Loi, the Chum argued with Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, they told him that Shlosh and Shem Echadhein, they're all the same Isur, namely they're all learned from the same Pasuk, so he's actually only going to be over one. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Zayin Ches, with more situations. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.